Good morning. Okay, so I wanted today to go a little into the Sugya Shinui Makom, and from there to understand the different scenarios and cases that could come up. So, and in the Maisa, it's Shinui Makom is very Negeila Maisa. Comes up all the time. Now, there's two fundamental machlekesim between the Mechaber and the Rama over here. One machlekes is machlekes Rishonim. How to understand the yisoid of Shinui Makom. Why does Shinui Makom need a new bracha? Is it because it's like a hesach das? It's as if you're a mesich das from continuing your yisuda. It's like you decided, you made a decision not to eat, and as does get a dinner of hesach das. And therefore, I need to make a new bracha Rishayna. And therefore, as long as I'm eating normally, as long as I'm eating, it's a bracha's mamshech. So to by Shinui Makom, it's like a masich das. I need a new bracha Rishayna. Or maybe Shinui Makom is more than hesach das. It's like you're starting a new suda. It's not just that I was mesiach das from continuing my old suda, and therefore I need to make a new bracha, but it's like I'm starting a new suda. Therefore, the nafkamina will be that in the first sad, l'chari, you only have to make a bracha rishayna. In old suda, I was mesiach das, decided not to continue eating, so I make a new bracha rishayna. But according to the second way, I'm starting a new suda, so then you would need to make even a bracha. You need to make first the bracha achreina on the first suda, and then you can eat the second suda. Mechab takes on like the second svar, the Ramah takes on like the first svar. Therefore, the marshal, someone drinks a coffee, and now he goes out, and he wants to drink another coffee. According to Mechab, he has to make a bracha achreina and a bracha rishayna. And according to Ramah, he only has to make a bracha rishayna. Kaf Chaim brings down that even the Svaradim should be noig like the Ramah because of Safik Brachas Lahakal. But that's one machlekes over here. Second machlekes we have over here is a machlekes of Sheshes and of Chista and the Gemara and Pesachim and of Kufa Aleph. According to Sheshes, there's a din Shinui Makom by all types of foods. According to Chista, only by Dvarim Shetunim Bracha Achreim La'achreim Bimkoima. Only those things which need its Bracha Achreina in the place where you ate it. Why? Because we say, the kiva kama hadra. You have to go back to your original kviyas. Where you kiveya, that's where you have to make the bracha achreina. So says Rav Chista, that by those things which are tu'unim bracha achreinim kaima, wherever I go, I'm still shayach to my original place. I'm still shaykh to the original eating. It's as if I didn't leave yet. It's kilu you didn't leave. Because you're still connected to your kviyas because you need to go back there for your bracha achreina. The Mechab passed like Rav Sheshes, the Ramah passed like Rav Chista, and again over here the same thing that Kav Chaim says, that one should be chayshish like the Ramah, even Svart. Now, there is an Eitzah brought down in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, that when the person gets to the second place, let's take for example, let's first discuss what is included in this category of Dvarim Atunim Bracha Achreina Mekayim. What are things that need their Bracha Achreina back in their place? So according to everyone, pass, bread is included in this. Or other things they make Berachas HaMazon on, like matzah. Something that you make Berachas HaMazon on, that's included in Dvar Matun and Bracha Lachreim and Kaima. And it's before in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. If someone ate and did not make Berachas HaMazon, and he already left, right? He ate at home, or he ate and he went out to eat, and then he got to Yeshiva, and he remembers that he forgot to make Berachas HaMazon. So even b'shoigig l'chatchila, he should go back to his house or to the place where he ate to make the berachas hamazon. The ma'aseh, there is a machlekes, if b'shoigig left, how much do you need to be tereach to go back? And therefore, b'shazad chak, you do not need to go back. B'shazad chak. This is brought down the mechab. Right? So if someone ate bread in the house, came to yeshiva, remember, forgot the bench, the chatchil, even if it was just b'shoyeg, that he forgot he should go back home, b'shazad chak, he could make birchas hamazon over here. Rav Moshe and Chedek Alf, Sim Kuf, Anaf Alf, gives the whole beer to what shining to Unin, Rachel Achim, and Kaiman. Have upon him, there's an Eitzah brought down in Sim Kuf Pei Dalet, that if you want to get out of this issue, when you get to the second place, eat some bread. Eat some bread. And then you'll be able to make Berchus HaMazon in the second place. And then Berchus HaMazon, well, Pata, your original eating also.
You're washing again.
What's
right?
I didn't say anything about that. I didn't say anything about that yet, right? One second. Right? However, you will need to make a Maitin on Tizadayim if you're Mesich Das, which probably you were. Nothing to do with Dinam Shinimachim. Since when you left your house, you finished eating, in your mind, you got busy with whatever you got busy with, which caused you to forget. So you're Mesich Das from the Bracha Rishayna. So it's Hesach Das, you will, but not Al Shinimachim. Because it's a Dova tune in Brach Lachrem of Kaima. You still connect to where your original Kvi is. So your Brach Rishayna is still alive. So, but if there's a Hesach Adas, Mitzad Hesach Adas, you have to make a new Bracha. Now, it's before in the Mishnah Berurah over there that from Roy Bachreinim, it's even if I eat less than a Kazayis. When I get to the second place, I do not need to eat a Kazayis. I can eat even a small piece less than a Kazayis. Now, it's because that's enough to be considered Gemar Suda. I'm finishing off the Suda over here. So, Berchus HaMoitz you'll need, even if you're eating a small piece. But Meshburin Simon Kuvnum Ches brings down, if Ben again, Natilis Yedayim, the Chatchilo Nochin Lizar Bezeh, to wash without a bracha. So, if you can do this Eitzah, you'll come to Yeshiva, you'll look around and find a little small piece of bread. So, you'll wash your hands without a bracha, unless you want to eat a kazayis, and then make a maitzi, and then you'll bench over here, and then you get out of the whole shiloh about going back to the original place. Now the mechaber brings over here in kufayin ches, and machlekes rishonim, if included in dvarim atunim bracha lachremim kaimon, is dvarim shezan. Like chameshes aminim, things made from chameshes aminim that satiate a person, also included in this category of dvarim shatunim brachal achemim kaima. And it's again to if you eat a lakshin kugel or cereal, it's a zan, it fills you up. So the question is it included in this or not? He also brings another day over there that the Shiva Saminim need a bracha b'mkayman, meaning bracha me'ain shalosh. According to that, what's mechayiv, the bracha l'chayim b'mkayman, is not the chashivas of the oichos, it's the chashivas of the bracha. So anything which has the chash of a bracha of me'ain gimel will need a bracha l'chayim b'mkayman. When Shabru brings them shem l'achreinim, they should be chayshish for all these days, and therefore the chatchila, one should not leave his place until he makes the bracha achreina by all three things, by pas, dvarim from chamesh zaminim and shiva zaminim. But kamuvin, the shiva zaminim and the chamesh zaminim are not as chomer as pas. Simkov pedal smasher that mishbruz was tzadit very much like the gra. Chamesh Zeminim is like pas, but other paisim take on that it's a suffix. Moshe writes that the halacha, Ramesha Chedik, hey, Simte Zayin HaYisuri says the halacha is like the Ramah, but Tamid Echom Yirei Hashem, Yachshesh Ledas Amchaba Gam Bepas, Vloy Las Eshinim Mokam. Okay, well, in Mitzvah tomorrow we'll continue.